Before we start today's show, you should know that we have over 1,000 episodes of The Real Ass Podcast available on demand, ad-free, and uncensored at GasDigital.com. Not only that, we do a bonus Friday show that is exclusively for subscribers. You gotta check us out. To subscribe, just go to GasDigital.com and use the promo code RAP. You'll save $1.50 a month, and it helps out the show. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, real ass dude, ultimate minority, Joan Jett of comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
That's right, it's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. The inmates are running the asylum. Luis J. Gomez is in Vegas with his baby boy, James, having the time of their lives. So we are going to do an extra special episode for you. It's a mashup of some of the best podcasts in the goddamn motherfucking world. To my right, from Fake Talk and The Thing Is Ding, Mike Figgs.
What's up, Zach? You happy to be here, baby boy?
Thank you for being here, my friend.
Anytime, my brother.
Much appreciated. Across the table from me, from the boys cast, Danny Pilestrop.
Yo, what's up?
How you doing, dude?
I'm very
Danny,
good. How are you?
Danny.
Look at us all dressed like cat burglars.
Nice.
Or fat people.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. Fat people in the heat.
Oh, that was good, Doug.
And from the Buff Boys, we got Joe Gorman.
What's up, man? How are you, dude?
How you doing, brother?
I'm great, man. How are you?
I'm great. This is going to be a fun day. Let's get plugs right out of the way. Figs, what do you want people to check out, baby?
Check out the Fig Talk at Comic Mike Figs. Make sure you guys subscribe. Check out The Thing Is Ding with me and Shannon. Make sure you guys fucking check out the Power Hour on Gas Digital. Fucking hit me up at Comic Mike Figs. I'm at the stand or the comic strip every other weekend. Fucking hit me up. Skankfest coming soon. Buy those tickets to Skankfest, daddy. I get 1% of each ticket sold.
That's not true.
Not true.
That's not true. Danny?
Danny jokes everywhere. Boys cast every Friday. And shout out to the RLC. Tonight, we got a new episode of Low Value Mail, which is like a call-in show, kind of like Coast to Coast on my YouTube channel. Low Value Mail, M-A-I-L. Tomorrow night, new episode of The Bathhouse, also a call-in show. Check it out.
Very sick.
Norman.
Oh my god, well you gotta check out my new podcast I do with Alex Tomaselli, the Super Selly Joes. It's available everywhere. I just set up an RSS feed. You know it's getting serious, dude. Ooh. Yeah, converting those things to MP3s. My god,
nice.
Dude. Yeah. And then you can always follow me on social media at Joe W. Gorman. That's everything. That's YouTube, that's Instagram. That's how you, oh my god, you could fucking probably hack my personal information with that. Jesus.
What's your
Christ,
socials,
dude?
What's your socials?
It's 477-982-7211.
Nice.
Should I have not said that? Can we edit that?
Nah,
don't worry about it.
Explosion.
Whatever, dude. You don't want my life, dude.
I think it's fine. Yeah. I think you'd be all right.
I meant social media.
Yeah. Fuck it. Racist live chat. Please don't dox me and
take out a bunch of credit cards in his name.
Please don't kill me. Mike, how terrifying would that be? They cut me up.
Why
dude?
Would anyone want to kill you? You're a lovable man.
I don't know.
So fucking cute.
To send a message that no one's safe.
Yeah.
And you're the one they would least expect.
Yeah. It's like, damn, he did nothing wrong, dude.
If you guys want to see me online, go to my Instagram at ZachIsNotFunny for all my dates coming up. This Wednesday, I am at the stand with Naeem Ali, Ryan Foster, Ali May, and the great Tony Hinchcliffe for The Drip. And then after that, I am off next week because I'm shooting a new trauma movie. And then after that, heading down to Ohio for the gathering of the Juggalos. Me and Big J will be down there. I'm doing a headlining show that Thursday night. That Friday night, I am hosting the main stage. And Saturday, you heard it here, I am a judge for Miss Juggalette 2024.
Nice.
If any fine lets are out there and they want to head up in the competition, my DMs are open. Uh-oh. So and I am willing to be bribed for you to win this goddamn thing.
Hell yeah.
So let's see those Hatchet Man tattoos in my fucking DMs, bitches. And of course, if you love the show, go to gasdigital.com. The new Gas Digital, use that promo code RAP for a discount. You get access to early episodes uncensored, the archives, the racist live chat, and all the great shows on the network. And if you want to bring up Lewis's dates real quick, lewisiskanks.com. Lewis will be back out on the road August the 23rd and 24th in Governors in Levittown, New York. Then he's going to Tacoma, Washington. After that, he is in Spokane. Then he is in Appleton. Then he is in Moore, Wisconsin. Then Atlanta, Georgia. Then Killbox Comedy in Toronto. Then the Secret Group in Houston. Skankfest is in there somewhere. Cobb's Comedy Club, Star Theater, Empire Comedy Club. A whole ton of shit. If you want to see Lewis, hit up lewisskanks.com on the Mediocre Tour. Lewis has been killing it on the road. Very proud of my boy. Really fucking killing it out there. A very, very funny new hour. Check him out. All right, Shannon. What are we up against today, baby?
Okay. So in 1962, Marilyn Monroe was found dead.
Nice.
Okay.
Pull it up. Show the photos. Let's see.
Nice. That's what you get for not sucking off a Kennedy to completion. Dude.
All you had to do was keep sucking.
Yeah.
I think that was the problem. It was too much sucking. Yeah. And people are like, too much. You're making us look bad.
You ready for a hot take? I think Marilyn Monroe is RFK Jr.'s biological grandmother.
Hold on.
Biological grandmother?
Yeah.
No, that's it would be his mother.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Okay.
I mean, it's not impossible.
I mean, she did. Stranger things have happened.
She's like almost 70, and she.
Well, what if John F. Kennedy's dad was like, "Well, I got to get a taste of this too."
And just everybody got a shot.
Yeah,
at
everyone,
it?
The whole family, all the Kennedys
passed it around a little.
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
Done that.
There's nothing wrong.
My grandma was Marilyn Monroe.
Just RFK in the white dress.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
See that thing with the bear? With RFK and the bear?
No, please.
Holy shit. No, dude, he just came yesterday because I guess there's going to be an article coming out about him. So he
was on the bear. Yes, chef.
It was him and Roseanne were like just really filming the thing. And so he's like, I guess this was 10 years ago. He was driving into the city from like Westchester or something, and there was a dead baby cub on the road.
Nice.
And so he was like, he picked it up and put it in his pickup truck because he wanted to skin it because he's like, it was in really good shape or whatever.
He wanted to skin a tiny little gay man.
Yeah, what a sick fuck.
Yeah. But so because he's like an outdoorsman, right? So he's like, I wanted to skin the bear. And then so it was in the back of his truck, and then he went for like dinner at Peter. He's like, I went to Peter Luger's. I went to dinner.
Nice.
And he's like, this bear is just like sitting in the back of my truck. And then I like kind of lost track of time. And he's like, I had to catch a flight. And he's like, I can't just leave this bear for like, you know, days in the back of my thing or whatever. And he was drinking with his buddies. And his buddies were like, you should go just dump the bear. So then he went to Central Park, and he had like an old bike that he had to throw out. So he went to Central Park and he dumped the bear in Central Park, like on top of the bike to make it seem like a car hit the bear in Central Park or whatever.
While it was riding a bike?
I guess also a biker got killed or something.
You're not going to believe what I saw this morning. There's a motherfucking bear.
So he's like, I drop it. And then he's like, the next day someone finds the bear and there's like 1,000 police investigating this. There's like helicopters, like the whole thing. Like if you go on the news, there's all these news articles of like,
Shannon, can you look into this, please?
It's crazy. Go look at it. It's so, dude, like, go find the news articles.
Of all the Kennedy traits he got, one of them wasn't hiding a murder.
Yeah, that one, that skill he never picked up, apparently. But he thought it would just be like, his boys were like, that'll just be a funny thing to do. Yeah. And then it became this, like, whole thing. And so I guess someone found out about it. And so
he was going to keep the bear in the backseat and drive the truck into a lake.
Yeah.
But time-tested method.
And so anyways, and, like, it was all in the news. Being like a dead baby cub was mysterious because there's no bears in Central Park or whatever.
When did RFK talk about it?
Like yesterday.
Oh, shit. Guy's a fucking nut job.
This is him with the dead bear. This is a dead bear in the woods. And I have him telling the story, but I think Danny pretty much nailed it.
That's pretty much the story. But if you can find, there's someone posted like the ABC New York's like a news. Like the ABC News, like the video of like the news that night being like a mysterious, like it was like really.
So it was an article coming out about it and he's getting ahead of it?
So New Yorker apparently, so he's basically like, this is the story, like do what you want, New Yorker, like here's what happened.
So he's getting ahead of it.
He's getting ahead of it. He literally did. Like he literally said, I'm getting ahead of it.
Nice.
Yeah. I mean, is what he did crazy? Let's see it.
It's probably
the discovery of a black bear by a dog walker just a few feet from Central Park's main jogging and bike path today was alarming and strange, especially for New Yorkers like Helen Zocanich, who's come here almost every day for decades. Nice. How unusual is that?
Very unusual. I've never seen a bear. I mean, I've lived in New York City all my life, and I've gone to Central Park with different dogs. I mean, I've never seen a bear.
I was drinking my water. And
other things, but not bears, lots of dogs.
The NYPD is investigating and quickly told us there are no reports of any bears missing from the Central Park Zoo.
Where'd it come from?
Quashing the first theory from passers-by like the cyclists and pedicabs.
We have a little small zoo, but in the zoo we don't have a bear. Maybe escape from there. But
They're saying there's no animals in the zoo. The dog walker who fucking found freak. The cub told a member of the Central Park Conservancy, which runs Central Park. They called police. The Conservancy told News 4, whenever any wildlife is hurt or harmed, we are upset about it. But the discovery became a mystery, with some wondering, had the bear been killed elsewhere and dumped?
Why not to a human being?
More so, I'm wondering how it got here. I've never seen a bear here before.
A wildlife official.
Don't worry, man.
Think about all the immigrants at the roads.
Isn't that so funny? Isn't that so funny?
What did we come to after a night of partying? What did we do last night?
Yeah, you go,
we dumped a dead bear.
He's probably on a flight, too, and then he just landed.
Yeah, he landed.
They're investigating the bear.
I think they found my bear.
The fact that was RFK Jr. did that, though,
is hilarious.
It's so funny. Like,
I mean, there's nothing illegal.
I don't think you're allowed to. I think it's like illegal dumping. So, that is illegal. It's like a fine. I don't think it's like a felony or anything.
You could pick up roadkill.
But everybody's now like who hate RFK. They're like, look at him. He like wasted all these police resources. They don't have anything better to do in New York City than fucking investigate this dead bear.
Leave him alone. His dad died, dude.
Yeah. He had a worm in his brain, dude.
I wonder the timeline on that if he got the worm from the bear.
But he
had a worm in his brain.
All the flies around it and everything.
He was looking into holding like corporations like liable for like their
he was like a big EPA guy. He's like an environmentalist. Well, yeah, that's why he wanted to skin the bear. He didn't want it to go to waste.
Yeah,
sounds like a psycho to me.
He's like a modern day Native American or Indian.
Ooh.
Yeah, well, luckily Donald Trump doesn't have any association with any major crime that happened at Central Park.
Nice.
So he's clean as a whistle on
clean
that one, guys.
As a whistle, he was not the perpetrator. That's
now
sure.
How is it that everyone notices a dead bear? But everyone misses a gang rape.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Central Park. Gang rape is normal. Central Park.
Had he raped that bear, he would have gotten away with it.
Well, this was a daytime bear.
Oh, daytime
right?
bear,
and I think gang rape was at night, and then basically
that's when the real,
it's tough to see.
That's when the real predators are out.
Sure.
Of course.
Yeah, bears are sleeping at night.
Yeah. He left it right there. He wanted it to be found.
I don't think he did, but he very much thought it was like, oh, who's going to, like, it'll be no big deal.
Well, he did a shitty
job. He honestly thought, like, the trash guys would come and just, like, dispose of the bear. But then you left the bike there, so then
you should have thrown it in a dumpster.
Yeah.
Well, probably too heavy to get in a dumpster.
Yeah.
Baby cub. You need it. I mean, he is pretty jacked. I don't know if he was that jacked 10 years ago, though, because he's just on testosterone right now. So I think him being jacked is actually a recent thing.
I will say, when I met him, I got it. He's charming.
He's for sure. He's a Kennedy, man.
Whatever that Kennedy thing is, the second we met him a year ago when he came in to do Dave's show, dude, that motherfucker's charming.
Zach, I'm a huge fan of the Naked Roast.
He was just a really nice guy. Fucking really persona. Looks you right in the eye, shakes your hand, and you're like, I get it.
Yeah.
This is a pile of fucking tissue.
Yeah, man.
He's banging Cheryl.
That is the one thing I think, had there been one more season of Curb, and the bit was that Cheryl married RFK. Okay,
yeah,
would have been so fucking
been
funny.
Yeah,
because you know Larry and Jeff would have been doing the voice.
Yeah, for sure.
Problem with my voice, and Larry just like, well, yeah.
Anyways, back to Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, Marilyn Monroe murdered by the government. We know that. Come on. All right.
Can I ask you a question about the Juggalette real quick?
Yeah, please.
The Juggalette, is it someone who's like extremely hot at the festival, or someone who's the most juggly, like juggalo-ish?
You're going to have to buy a ticket and find out, Figs. Come on.
The question is, are they gross?
Yes, I guess that's the question.
You
Thank
know
you,
what?
Danny.
I don't want to say, I don't want to be a biased judge.
Okay.
So I think the best thing to do would be to look up a previous gathering.
Pull them up.
Miss Juggalette contest.
Because I'm
just saying, like, are they all gross or are they all, like, hot?
I would guess they're all hot.
That's basically what I would say.
It's kind of cream of the crop. They're not all. I mean, it's just
like, are they like gothic hot chicks?
Yeah,
or is that's it just what the I hot think. Chick at the fucking fair?
I found one from 2019, so I'll just kind of skip through it.
Sure. Does she have like razor blade cuts? Oh yeah. Okay, so these are just
a little of both.
Yeah, this is
let me tell you.
It's actually the one on the right.
They're grading on a curve.
And I mean, she looks like two curves right there.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Some of them are pretty nice if you're into that look.
Is that Leah Dunham?
And some of them, I know there's a talent portion, and I believe a lot of them choose to rap.
Oh,
nice.
That would be a lot of points for me.
They leave the N-word in there.
Okay, keep moving.
She lost for sure.
Yeah.
Anything good? It's just the hostess.
It's just this beautiful hostess. Whoa!
I believe there is quite a bit of nudity.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, this is. I thought I was watching Skankfest for a second. This is literally.
All right, let's see. Yep.
Cool. Cholo. Cholo DJ. Okay. Okay, this is what I imagined.
This is what we're getting.
Yeah,
and
this is cool.
Pretty pumped on it.
Yeah, no, there's, for sure.
Yeah, there's one rule to judging, Zach.
Yeah.
Don't fall in love.
Yeah. I'm going to do my best.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Now we're talking. I mean, I just like the attire.
Do any of them not have a weed leaf tattoo?
If they do, I don't want to know them, dude.
Not bad.
Not bad. Not bad at all. I mean, this is amateur. This is like,
there we go.
Now we're talking C-section.
That's a little something for you, Fig.
That doctor some points right there. I like a girl shaped like a brick. Nice.
You were doing up there.
Ah, she's afraid.
She's afraid. Come on, sweetheart. Come back
here. Nervous, baby.
Here we go.
A little diversity up there.
Here we go. Wide cleft juggalo.
Oh, she went up there as like a
bit. She's got a wagon on her, though.
Yeah. Cake on her.
She's got some cake on her. Chocolate cake. I respect it. All right. Daddy
wants
a little.
Damn, dude. Let's all go to the gathering of the juggalos.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. And we're back.
Thanks.
By the way,
she's hiding her face.
This contest is happening on my wife's birthday. And I had to say, I can't come home. I'm judging them as juggalettes.
She'll understand, dude.
You fucked up. Oh my god, this is like,
this is Skankfest.
Terrifying.
Yeah. I get 2 Skankfests this year.
You fucked up.
What'd he do?
There we go. There we go. Nice little torta. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, no movement, but she's got. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Look at her go.
If you look closely, you can see the brown stains. I mean, she's just fully retarded. This is like, oh my god, this is. I feel sad.
Why?
Because she doesn't know. She's got Asperger's. There you go. I mean, she's busting.
No,
it open.
Her ass is full of burgers.
Whoa, not safe for YouTube.
All right, thank you.
I'm going.
Oh, no, yeah, wait, go.
Pause it right there.
Bring it back.
Off a general principle, the most juggly and the most kind of like, I'm giving it to the girl with the fucking lace things. I think that's hot.
I think that girl blew Blind Mike in the dress.
Okay, I see. Yeah,
and then I'm on the end.
Yeah.
If you want to bring that back up, that was the year I was in it.
Looking good.
I came in third. I did. It was
honorable mention.
Yeah. I got the bronze.
That sounds like fun. That's
so this is a me hosted episode. So we are going to get into some very Zach stories.
Yeah.
I apologize. News was a little light this week as far as non political shit, so I wanted to keep it light and have fun. I watched a reel that I really enjoyed, and the comments on it were pretty divisive. Shannon, if you want to bring up, this is a clip from the Osbournes podcast.
Hell yeah.
And I told them that one of Slipknot was in the next room.
Go to the beginning.
And they said, oh, we want to give him a...
She's looking great.
Let me try to refresh it.
Yeah.
Looking good.
I think you scroll up and then back down.
No. And I told them that one of Slipknot was in the next room, and they said, oh, we want to give him a blowjob. And they went in because Slipknot wear masks, so nobody knows what they look like, and it was the tour accountant. And so this one girl was like over the moon that she'd had sex with Slipknot. Groupies were looking.
That's what happens if you're a groupie.
Slipknot.
You're taking a risk.
Oh, but he wasn't wearing the mask. They just don't know what he looks like.
So basically, glasses, teed up.
Just on his Excel spreadsheet.
Three groupies walk backstage at Ozfest, and they're like, "We're looking for Slipknot."
Yeah,
and Sharon Osbourne's like, "That's Slipknot's room.
That's them."
And they don't know what Slipknot looks like.
Yeah.
So this girl sucks this guy's dick. And doesn't know to this day that she blew the tour.
And what are people being like, that was like they raped?
Some of the comments are logical,
sure.
Like us, where it's like, well, you know, act like a hoe. Hoe things happen to you. And some are, this is trafficking.
What?
Sharon Osbourne participated in a rape.
She just told them where the room was. She just pointed them in the direction of
Slipknot. Slipknot on
These women have their own agency. Unless they were under 18, they go, hey. Where's the room? You go.
I don't know if they're checking for IDs at Ozfest.
Hey, that's a different.
Oh, yeah.
But this is also, this is pre when
ID.
They used to do that.
It's pre ID and being invented.
Yeah.
She wasn't looking for the girls, right? She wasn't like, who wants to suck off?
Yeah, she's not like some fucking Ghislaine Maxwell situation.
But I think people are trying to say that it's participating in negative behavior. But I just think she made it a tour accountant's day.
Man, sure. I mean, they're stupid if they thought that the tour accountant, like, he was probably like on his computer doing taxes, and they're like, "Are you in Slipknot?"
Damn, dude, Slipknot.
There's no Jews in Slipknot.
That's why I thought they were wearing the mask. So girls walk in, and see the guys with the masks on, and
they don't know who raped them. Yeah,
drop the pants. And like,
as a Eskimo brother of a Slipknot member,
sure.
Surprise, surprise.
Sure.
Nice, dude.
I will say, I did ask her if they switched masks and tried to fuck her again. Because, come on, you got nine guys in masks. You're telling me they never switched masks?
Oh, for sure.
There's ever? One black guy. Take the mask off. This is me. Yeah.
I bet girls ask him to put the mask back on.
They insist upon
they probably want some
masks. Yeah.
That's what they were in love with. Not the regular looking guy underneath.
Yeah.
It's the mask, baby.
Even though the lead singer is handsome.
Yeah, but that's like what makes it even more metal.
Yeah.
Is he wears a mask, dude. Yeah,
the drummer was the one I'm Joey Jordison is the one I'm a Eskimo brother with, I believe. I might also be Eskimo brothers with the old guitarist. He died.
Whoa.
Now that I think of it. Yep, I think I am.
There you
Ladies
go.
In the booth, your thoughts?
On what specifically?
Was that wrong or it's just a hose being hose?
I think if like one of you guys said that they were wearing the mask and it was the accountant that put on a mask with the intention of like tricking them, that would be different.
The old Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah. What if he's wearing the mask for fun because he just likes to kind of cosplay and then they walk in thinking, but he didn't know that they were coming.
That's like straight out of an American Pie movie.
Yeah,
or
he just has the mask. He goes, "This is kind of what's this about?"
Oh, I wonder what it would be like to be a rock
and
star.
Then hey, we want to suck your dick. And he goes, "What?
Wow, this works."
Yeah, this never happens to me.
If you guys look, I'm pretty sure this was one of the guys that was in Dope, which was like another nu metal band at the time.
Nice.
I don't want to have the wrong band. Got arrested many years ago for having sex with an underage girl in a van in a mall parking lot. And when they asked the girl who he was, she said that he was an impersonator of the guy he told the girl that he was an impersonator of himself.
Ah.
Smart move.
Well, to try and
But also that kind of seals your fate in the courts because then they go, you knew what you were doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly what you were doing. But how cool is that, dude?
Was it? I want to say it was dope. I could be wrong.
I want to fuck in a van outside a mall.
Yeah, dude.
I'm a Mike Figgs impressionist, dude.
Yeah. No, Mike Figgs is an impressionist.
Mike Figgs is a Mike Figgs impressionist. He doesn't even know who he is anymore.
You want me to do RFK again?
Yeah.
You ever get your pussy eaten by Sebastian? Watch you juggle it. You take the two fingers you go in and big strokes on the clip.
Did you guys find anything that I'm talking about?
No, I did see that one of the band members, Trip Eisen from Dope, he did have sex with an underage girl, but I don't see the part where he said he was impersonating
himself. Sounds Jewish.
All right, let's keep moving. Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Factor Meals, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. They can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You save time, eat well, and stay on track reaching your goals. Guys, it's the summer. It's effing hot out. Nobody wants to be stuck in the kitchen. Well, Factor Meals has you covered. Factor Meals' fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes. All you got to do is heat and enjoy, then go back outside and soak up the warm weather. You can treat yourself to over 34 weekly restaurant quality options like bruschetta shrimp risotto, green goddess chicken, and grilled steakhouse filet mignon already in just 2 minutes. There is breakfast, there's lunch, there's snacks, and whatever your diet is or your restrictions. So if you're going high protein, if you're going vegan, if you're keto, no matter what it is, they have got you covered. And all you got to do today is go to factormeals.com, FACTOR meals.com/wrap50, and use our code wrap50 to get 50% off. That's code wrap50 at factormeals.com/wrap50 to get 50% off. Give it a try. Let us know what you think. And let's get back into the show.
I've got my woman of the Olympics.
Ooh.
Now, we've seen. No. No.
she the one boxing the Italian girl? The poor girl.
By the way, that poor girl fucking. Some guinea bitch opens her fucking yap. That lady competed in the last Olympics and
got
win.
Beat by some Irish chick.
Yeah, this fucking Italian cunt just wants an excuse why she lost because her fucking big Italian nose hurts.
Yeah.
And right. She fucking ruins this poor girl's life.
Yeah. I've never been hit that hard before.
She still gets the box. They'll have some.
What kind of Italian woman is not used to getting punched in the face once in a while?
I mean, she's going to have a tough life when she goes back to fucking Algeria and people are like, wait, are you trans? Because that's illegal here, as is being gay. Yeah.
Fucking poor lady. No, I have my. And listen, there's been a lot of very hot Olympians, a lot of real nice butts in the volleyball.
Mm hmm.
But I think I found my lady.
Okay,
Shannon.
It's going to be Miles, the guy that won.
Oh, hell yeah.
Helga.
Whoa.
This her time.
Wow, that's really good.
That's my girl, Chase Jackson.
Oh, she's fucking. She's pretty fucking hot.
Really pretty.
She looks like a fucking offensive lineman.
Yeah, built like a fridge. Cool tattoos.
Keep you safe.
Is that Miss Juggalette? She's giving me Juggalette vibes. I would vote for her. She looks like Nikki.
Do we have any more photos of her? Can you look around? Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. That girl can get it done.
I like that type of chick.
That's the kind of girl that girl will fucking drain you.
Oh yeah,
that thing grips.
She goes on top the whole time. She's on top the whole time.
Oh always.
No,
yeah.
Doggy style.
Oh, doggy. Yeah.
Yeah, you could hit her in the pussy with a fucking sledge. One of those things you swing in a circle.
A mallet.
You could hit her in the clit with it, and she'd be like, "More." You can't fucking hurt that.
What do you do to prepare for that, Zach? You got to, let's pretend we don't have wives.
I eat my Wheaties.
Yeah.
The problem with her is like when you finish, she goes, again.
Yeah.
You get to go, I can't go right now. She goes, again.
Do it again. Fuck me harder.
Where is she from?
Girl on couch.
USA, I believe.
Get out of town.
She's American.
Oh, Zempic kicked in. She looks like JoJo Siwa, but bigger. Ooh, whoa. Yeah, look at that twink. Oh, yeah.
What is fire?
Oh, she might have a little Down syndrome.
My older sister was in sports, so I wanted to be like her, of course. Oh, and yeah, it's like a huge part of who I am now. And it's really hard sometimes to try and be more than just the athlete me and be me.
That's how I feel.
What's so funny, Figs?
The sport of cocaine coming up next.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's a winner in my book.
Nice.
Yeah, she's charming. She's charming. She a thick mommy. I like her.
And I know this is very unreal ass podcasty to say. There is something really hot about a woman who's dominant in her field.
Yeah.
Like if you see a chubby girl go up at karaoke and just murder it and have a hot voice, like a really good voice, like really can sing, I feel like it gains her a couple points.
Sure.
For sure.
And I feel like watching the chick who's like a dominant specimen in whatever her field is does put a few points on her.
We almost doxed her husband.
He's on the internet.
No, it's all right.
That's on purpose. I wanted you to see that she had just gotten married.
Good for her.
Good for her.
Whoa. Look how confident
Scott
that guy
this
is.
Fucking, dude, this guy
is a tank.
Yeah, she goes, more. He goes, I'll give you more love.
Oh, yeah.
Former strongman.
Oh, yeah. That's yikes. A fucking...
Yeah, that's about right.
That's
yeah.
what I call myself.
Dude, yeah. that's...
Dude, yeah. they're fucking
Your wife
kids
does not have Down syndrome. I take it back.
Absolute dude, units.
Dude, they are knocking the drywall
mm-hmm.
yeah. out of hotel rooms at that fucking honeymoon.
Oh, yeah. That room stinks. You walk in, I was like, butt ass.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. Big Scottish sweaty balls.
Just fucking... pre-workout and sweat.
She's got a fucking a hairy muff. Looks like an upside down mohawk.
Oh man.
Yeah. She's just getting banged.
I
mean,
I feel like I could lift more than that guy.
For sure. For really sure.
Do. Yeah.
I know in my sure. heart.
Yeah.
As long as you get like a good dense, stance, you can.
Yeah.
Do it.
Dude, I tried smelling salts the other day.
Oh, they're nice. Tough.
Holy shit. They're nuts.
Yeah.
We were in the green room with the mothership. It was the most, this is Joe Rogan's club.
I think this
thing.
Is becoming a comedy thing because I tried them for the first time too in a green room somewhere.
It's the most Joe Rogan's club thing ever. Where yeah, it's no, like, right? Well, you got like Coke back here? Nah, fuck it. Smelling salts, pre workout.
RFK is skinning a bear.
Yeah. But yeah, dude, that fucking knocked me on my ass. I couldn't believe how strong they were.
What,
is, yeah.
what did you feel?
It was
it's like chlorine, basically.
It like, was like. Somewhere between bleach and wasabi.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, it's rough.
Like the way wasabi gets...
I mean, it's meant
gets...
to wake you up when you're passed out.
And I fucked up because apparently you're supposed to hold it under your nose. I put my nose oh. right in it.
Whoa. Because yeah, you're a fucking G, baby.
Well,
if you ever watch, it's really big in the NHL right now. Smelling salts. If you ever watch before a game, all the guys on the bench, they have the ones you break open. They're all just like...
Whoa.
Yeah, dude, you're fucking...
It just wakes you the fuck up.
Yeah.
You're fucking on fire, dude.
Why don't we have him here? Why isn't that a sponsor?
I don't know if I trust Lewis around him.
I mean, you can't really abuse them.
No, but I mean, he would like do it once and like punch through the window.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I did them with Lewis at the dojo.
Natalie, your thoughts?
I was going to say they did them on the regs somewhat recently. And if I remember correctly, all of them did it once and went, this it wakes it you sucks. Up, but it sucks.
Well, yeah,
it feels bad.
It was gross.
Yeah,
do you leak from your nose? Like, do you get like sinusy and sneeze?
Oh, yeah,
stuff?
Look at all these hockey players. Yeah.
Look at this,
yeah,
dude.
This is like literally every bench in the NHL right now.
What? Oh, my God. Disgraceful.
Because they're not allowed to do a lot of stuff because they're all like tested. So this is one of the things you're just like.
I bet there's a little bit of ketamine in there, though.
There's
just a little, just an untraceable little sprinkling.
Yeah, it smells like chlorine or bleach or something like that. But there then it go. Gets in your... sinuses the way like if you ate wasabi.
No, yeah. Thank oh, yeah. you, dude.
But it doesn't alter anything in your body. Like there's no.
No,
like,
I think there may be something. some sort of like,
look at these fucking
thing.
Retards, dude. Look at this. Like they're all like.
But you can't get
fucking,
like
that's addiction.
Animals, man.
That's addiction, yeah. dude.
They're all dirty, fucking.
These guys are.
Wayne Gretzky's rolling over animals. In his grave.
Yeah,
I don't think he's dead.
Oh, I think he's dead. He wishes he was dead.
Prove
seeing
it.
Seeing
these
addicts.
Prove it.
You see Wayne Gretzky's delicious little daughter? She's on Instagram, too. There
we're
going to
clip that out.
Yeah.
What? Why?
Miss
she's a woman, dude. Don't worry.
Dustin Johnson.
Yeah, let's see her.
She's grown.
Oh, Paulina Gretzky. She's married to Dustin Johnson.
Yeah.
Well, there's the title.
Well, for the non-Canadians in the room.
Yeah.
Let's see her.
There it is. You're welcome.
Hello, oh, baby. Yeah.
There you go.
Nice. Yeah.
There's a little gift from Uncle Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, look at that. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
There you go. Riding a horse.
Look at that, dude.
God bless
Very
her.
Nice.
There we go.
She's no juggalette, but
she's got a bunch of kids.
That's the way to do it.
That is a bunch of kid body right there.
Yeah, yeah. Look at that.
Oh, look, there's dad. R.I.P. R.I.P. Mr. Gretzky.
Yeah, R.I.P.
You know,
the red stuff.
Say what you want, but when you see the product of an athlete and a model, there's something to say for eugenics.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
yeah
Although
sure. you ever see sometimes there'll be that situation and they'll have like four kids and one of them just got all the bad genes. Like they'll just have one kid who's like, yeah. you're like, you don't look.
How the fuck did you?
Yeah. They just got all like, it was just like the statistical
I believe we've
anomaly.
Looked at Maya Lesner on this show before.
yeah, exactly. there you go.
God bless her.
Yeah.
God bless her heart.
She got
athlete.
All the dad genes.
Man, there is not a recessive gene in that man's body. she got nothing. It's just him and a wig.
I don't know what the wife looks like, though.
Oh.
Yikes.
Wasn't his wife Sable?
We need her.
Yeah. No, his wife is Sable, is but that she's from a marriage for she's like okay. a fitness model, the mom.
Nice.
It's like, or there's the opposite where one kid is like, ooh.
Yikes.
Oh, that's Lesnar.
An angel.
Yeah.
She's an angel.
Look at those lats.
You think she's got a clit like a lima bean, right?
The opposite of that is when one kid gets all the mom hot and then the other kids are all like,
bleh. Yeah, and the wrong sex. It's like the, you know, it's like the daughters get all the, like that, where all the daughters get all the dad stuff.
You think she's a hermaph?
No, I think
not when her dad's Brock Lesnar.
By the way, let's test her T levels before we get into some fucking conversation.
That's their high.
I don't want to talk shit because it's one of my favorite human beings in the world. Mick Foley's children.
Mm.
Daughter, smoke show. Yeah. Sons,
They're the guys.
Yeah, that's how it is.
That's fine. It's when it goes the other way, when it's like the guys are good looking. The daughter looks like Mick Foley.
They got all the.
We look like Mick Foley.
Yeah.
Sons.
Between us,
yeah, his daughter. Yeah, go to the.
What an ugly kid. Jesus Christ, you were in line.
Go down.
His wife is Toy.
His wife is a model.
Yeah.
Here, go up to that family picture where he's in the suit. Down, left. There we go.
She is. Are fine. I mean, they're not as.
She's not legal.
She's hot.
Yeah, she is.
No, she's legal.
Yeah. No, she's in her 20s.
Okay, she's legal. Dig in, Figs.
Yeah, Noelle Foley's a fucking smoke show.
The kids are fine. The boys are all right.
There you go.
Hello,
there you
baby.
Go, Figgy.
Oh, great tank top like
dude,
that.
You got to see.
Wait till you see her pooper, dude.
You got to see the dump
Holy
truck.
Shit, yeah, dude.
All respect.
Fuck.
All respect to the Foley family. Yeah. I love you. Noelle Foley is a top. Maybe in my top 10. Hottest Great. Women in the world.
Nice pooper.
She's got a fucking wagon on her. She's got his. I will say, she's got his ass.
She has his ass.
Hell yeah,
dude.
Nice.
Oh, there you go.
That's what it's meant
Look
for.
Look at that little chunky. Hell yeah. It's
well, that's stinker. Why he could do those crazy bumps, because he's all ass.
Yeah.
Sturdy.
She's got a stinky on her, and I like it.
Yeah, dude. Look at that one. There
like
you go,
that
Figgy.
Stinky right there. God bless her.
Look at
Malibu
that.
Malibu Beach. Strong white woman.
Watch that. I spent some.
That's AI. I don't care.
Dude. She's got a neck brace on.
Right? That's got to be AI. There's
no.
Does she do porn?
No, yeah. I don't know if that's real.
Does she wrestle? You want to see a video I have of her?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. All right. Cool, dude.
All right. Let's change the subject just a little bit. Hey, guys. Today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. If you do Kratom, if you don't do Kratom, don't start on my account. But if you do Kratom, there's only one place in the world to get it, and that's our friends at YoKratom.com. They have the best strains, the best customer service. They're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network. And most importantly, it's the best deal in the world of Kratom. An entire kilo delivered right to your door for just $60. There's no promo code needed because the deal's already that good. One more time, guys. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Let's get back into the show. I would like your opinion. Listen, I enjoy a good breakfast cereal.
Hell
Who
yeah.
doesn't? The Kelsey brothers have a new cereal.
Uh-oh.
And it's a combination of three of their favorite cereals.
Mm.
Now, I think any two of these sounds like a good combination, but all three together, very questionable. Bring it up, Shannon.
These guys are faggots.
Yeah,
look at these fucking faggots, dude. My girlfriend's a pop star. I don't give a fuck, dude.
So
this guy did the gayest thing ever, been married to his wife. I hate them. Kelsey Brothers, you're on fucking notice, dude.
Reese's Puffs and Cinnamon Toast Crunch sounds great together.
Sure, it's good.
Reese's Puffs, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and Lucky Charms.
Yeah, the fruit. It's the fruit. But the Lucky Charms are not really particular. I think Fruit Loops would be gross. It doesn't actually taste like any kind of fruit. It's just sugar.
I feel like it's too many textures.
Tricks your
way
brain.
Too many textures.
Well,
because
you get the marshmallows from the Charms.
Yeah. Cinnamon Toast Crunch has kind of like a powdery afterness to it. And the Reese's Puffs have a sturdiness. But then Lucky Charms throw you for a loop with the freeze-dried... marshmallows.
Yeah, but you
so
put that into
much.
A fucking.
But you start off
if that's sitting in milk for 5 minutes, it's just a slop.
As
at
a
that
kid,
point.
You start with the Lucky Charms, and eventually you grow out of them. I don't fuck around with Reese's Puffs. Cinnamon Toast Crunch to me is the only one that I like out of those three.
Can I say it would be Reese's Puffs,
mm-hmm.
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Okay.
And then to round it out, Cocoa Krispies as my three cereals.
That's
I
a nice
use.
Little balance of flavors.
Isn't that
I like
a fucking
that.
Nice
so,
little...
It's texture and flavor. Yeah.
But you don't get
this
too much.
This is all over the fucking place.
Exactly. Because, like, you know what? This is just a money grab. These guys never ate a breakfast cereal
these
in their life.
These two wiggers. Can I say that? Is that right if I just say that right now? I've had enough of these guys. I really did. I really do.
You see Travis, he's, like, getting up on stage with his fucking...
saggy pants and his chain wallet.
Like, just doing shit with Taylor Swift. Just being, like, the most cringe fucking couple. Ever. Like, I hate it when couples do, like, TikTok
things.
Are they worse than Britney Spears and the guy that was her baby's daddy?
Oh,
Kevin Federline
was cool because he was acting like a black guy.
Yeah, we were
like,
he was the ultimate. Yeah, he might be the prototypical Whittaker.
Yeah, yeah, he is. He get a pass. He had Whittaker. The cookout.
Forrest Whitaker.
He's the Forrest Whitaker.
I mean,
yeah, I could think of
the blackest move of all time was to just get her pregnant three times in a row.
Just ruin her.
Good financial decision for him.
Yeah. Cha-ching, dude. That'd be cool.
I imagine Apple Jacks and Fruit Loops with little Rice Krispies.
Okay, there you go.
Apple Jacks in forever. You couldn't get those in Canada.
Yeah, dude.
What? Why?
Because Canada is like a second world country, I
that
guess.
That sucks,
they
dude.
Don't like Apple flavor.
No, it's just there's all these brands that were... Like, you had all those ones you could get, but Apple Jacks, for whatever reason... I think you can maybe get them now, but like my childhood, like we would go to Buffalo shopping, and like you could only get them there.
Whoa.
Really? You guys really
that's
were...
That's scary.
Wanted Apple Jacks?
No, we would just go to Buffalo for like whatever, just to go shopping, and then we would go to the grocery store, because there's all the stuff you couldn't
get. Who the hell are those guys?
That's you. Mike Figgs.
Oh, shit.
It's you and Gordon.
I thought that guy was like a new UFC fighter. Yeah. Looks like he trades with Khabib to the left.
That's so funny. I'm going to assume that's Bricks. Yeah, great job, it. Bricks.
That's
thank
awesome.
You, buddy.
Shout out to Bricks.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's slimmer. Awesome.
I'm, for cereals, for me, I'm going, I like Corn Pops.
Yeah.
I like a simple cereal. I like Corn Pops, Waffle Crisp.
Oh, no, Waffle Crisp.
I've never even
banger.
Heard of Waffle. Waffle
yeah, Crisp. They don't make that anymore.
Yeah, no, I think they do.
Really?
Waffle Crisp. Yeah. It's just a bunch of little waffles?
Yeah, a bunch of little waffles.
It was really good.
Pretty solid.
Yeah.
And then when I was I found out that I have an aversion to certain food colorings when I was a kid.
Yeah.
My mom called the doctor because I was shitting green, like neon green. And the doctor's like, what did he eat? And my mom's like, just a box of blueberry cereal. Just fat me, ate the entire box. Oh, and my mom couldn't figure out why I was shitting bright forest green. The last time I did that, I had a Darth Dew Slurpee.
Oh, wow.
The like really dark purple Mountain Dew.
And then it turns green?
My shit goes neon green.
Weird.
I have some weird processing thing with certain foods.
Can't process that color?
Yeah, damn, something dude. About it. I forgot. I took Pepto a few weeks ago and forgot that you shit black.
Yeah, I go straight black.
And I freaked out. I was like, that's cancer. Whatever that is, that's cancer. I just completely forgot that it just chalks you up.
Shit rocks, dude.
All right, let's keep moving. Man pulls three planes while walking on his hands.
Nice, dude. It's a photo of me. What's so funny, Figs?
Sorry,
always,
dude.
Like,
you're
fucking cracking
it
up.
Sorry, brother.
Trying to be honest here. Do you think I could do that though, for real?
No.
Danny, come on, dude.
You can get low, you know?
You can pull three shopping carts. Three shopping carts with nothing in them.
Yeah. Oh, look, I didn't know you could use hands and legs.
Oh, this guy's cheating.
Whoa. Oh, that's
insane. I gotta tell you, if he does this, I'm impressed.
I could do that.
Well, the force of him falling.
Yeah, exactly, dude. That's the thing.
I mean,
dude.
You think you could just keep? Can you guys do a handstand?
Yeah,
I can't do any.
Of course not.
I'm like fucking. I'm like Spider-Man, dude.
Yeah,
fucking watch out,
Spider Pig, baby.
Yeah, dude.
Doing all crazy this
people show
shit.
Up for this.
Shannon, yeah, do we have a weight on how much those three planes weighed?
What part of Canada was that?
Where people
that
pull
was
it
Eastern
up.
Europe.
They were a little bit.
That was the kind of shit
too.
They do in Serbia for fun.
Yeah, this guy was Italian. This is in Italy.
Oh, Mamma mia.
I'm trying to figure out all I know is that he broke the Guinness World Record for most light aircrafts pulled by walking on his hands.
Well, that shut
so
me
I bet
up,
it
dude.
Used to be two.
Probably. I'm going to try to.
That's how boring other countries are. In America, RFK is skinning bears.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how about most bears skinned on an airplane?
Yeah. How about some fucking skin bared?
Yeah. Are you voting for RFK?
Fig's not voting.
Figs can't vote.
I vote for Trump. I'm Italian.
Dude. I'm probably going to vote for Trump, though. And I'm joking aside.
I voted one time my whole life. I voted for Bernie Sanders like a fucking.
It's too funny. It's too funny not to vote for Donald Trump.
I guess we all have to. Just
we all have to. We're fucking like, otherwise,
I mean,
the rights
are
going to
go away. Like, if enough people are like you, then maybe he wins New York State.
No, that would be very funny if he flipped New York, but I don't think that will happen. No. I think my vote doesn't matter, so I think it's a very funny thing to
well, but if enough people like you think that, and then they go, wow, oh, this will be
Danny,
funny.
Danny, what are the odds of that happening? That simply won't happen.
That won't happen to the 10,000 people listening to this right now.
No one's going to have as good an idea as I did to do a little jokey joke vote.
Yeah, there's no way Joe Gorman just flipped the election.
It all goes back to this. They fucking pinpoint it. Like, I want to be like that cool guy.
You guys don't think he's going to win by a fucking landslide?
I think he's going to.
He's the only president that gave me that, like, $1,200.
Well, that was COVID.
That's
though.
My motherfucking
But he
president.
Did. He made it happen.
He was the only president during COVID.
It never happened Joe Biden could have given us money at any point,
that's
dude.
True.
And he didn't. He gave
it to us. Whatever the cost of everything
goes. It's all about money. That's what we're trying to say.
And his fucking, and that little runt fucking.
Kamala Abdul Rahmadu.
But like Joe Biden's like little runny son Hunter, he didn't even share his stash, dude, which is the biggest crime of them all.
If Kamala Harris is like kind of free crack for all,
I wish, dude. She wish. Gets she'll arrest the parents for a kid breaking the law. So if I raped a woman, if God forbid I raped a woman, my parents would go to jail for that and not me.
I'm actually kind of okay with that.
That's crazy. She wants that to happen too.
Have you guys been seeing the AI photos of Kamala with her feet out?
Yeah. Have you seen the one of her in like a bikini?
Have you been jerking off to them?
Yeah.
There we go. It's horny, dude.
I might vote for it just because the AI is hot.
She's pretty. Yeah, it's a
bring them up. Yeah. Let's see.
Yeah,
it.
The feet AI Kamala. Yeah, I mean, they make her look tight. She's with Kim Jong Un.
Apparently, it's like illegal to like steal people's likenesses for AI. But I think if like you're using it for horny purposes, it's like a compliment.
100%.
It's like damn.
Tough thing to prosecute.
If this helps,
probably.
If this helps somebody come. Who am I to fucking
deny that?
Well,
you just say
that.
It's satire and then it's fair use.
Yeah.
What's the legality on AI child porn?
That's a hey man.
If it's not
as an expert in this
you
matter,
gotta,
Joe.
You gotta it has to be you have expert. To watch that's simulated on a ship that's 7 miles out to sea. That's the only way.
So or like you got to use the Japanese thing where they're actually thousand-year-old vampires. Yeah.
Wait, that's not it, but that is hot.
That's awesome.
No, that's
like
not
that.
It either, but it's hot. Nah, sexy, beautiful thanks. Fucking, beautiful curves, beautiful fucking soul. That's not it, though. It's the one where she's like sitting down in the office with Kim Jong or Trump, and Trump is like presenting her feet. Damn, I have it saved on my Dropbox. But anyways.
Never a foot guy.
Oh, I hate feet. Does zero.
Right. Does Chan nothing for me.
So literally zero for me.
Really? Zero?
Zero.
So if you're...
Like, obviously, if some foot is, like, gangrene, I go, points. But what?
Just a normal foot.
A nice foot versus a normal foot, nothing.
Yeah, I got no skin in the game on feet.
Zero.
I mean, but to me, a normal foot is a nice foot. It's when it's busty and crusty. When
the
you're
feet.
Like,
the feet.
Yeah, obviously, like, a gross foot, I'd be like, but I've never encountered.
Or, like, if one of the toes are a lot longer than the other toes.
A little toenail.
I couldn't tell you what the feet of any woman, including my wife, have ever looked like.
Damn. Can you bring up some bound feet?
Ooh, bound feet.
Some Asian bound feet, and we'll see how Figs feels.
Like
they're kind of like
the
natural
ones. Claws.
They're kind of like natural high heels.
I watched Shogun. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Anybody watch Shogun?
Not yet, dude.
I watched the first 5 minutes, and then it was all in a different.
Oh, look at that figgy poo.
Yeah, what about that thing?
Oh God!
You like
Jesus
that?
Christ!
Unblur that. There it is.
Well, I mean, you know,
that's
it's like a natural high heel.
Yeah,
that looks kind of
That's a hoof.
That's a fucking hoof.
Yeah.
That sucks, dude.
Oh, fuck me.
Gross. Yucky.
He looks like Patrick from SpongeBob.
That's wild.
That's like stand.
Oh, SpongeBob. Oh, that's God. Wild, dude.
Now my boner is gone.
See, those, if I was with a girl, I'd be like, bleh.
Hey, Shannon, my boner is gone.
Blame Shannon.
It's really hard to not feel bad for women when you see shit like
that. Yeah,
that
sucks, man.
I don't think in Japan, though, I don't think the men are forcing them to do that. I think that's like...
It's a style thing?
It's like a... Yeah, I don't think I think other women are forcing them to do that. I don't think...
Oh, okay.
I don't think in Japan...
But still, it is like a weird beauty standard thing.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, I don't...
That sucks, man.
I can't imagine tons of dudes are pumped about that.
No, dude, we need a healthy barefoot, dude. That's why in America our women are barefoot in the kitchen, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Keeping them fucking healthy, not all fucking bound up like these Mm-mm. weird little Asian experiments.
I was going to be wrong about that. We were just talking about Britney Spears. Remember when the most egregious thing Britney Spears did was go into a fucking public restroom barefoot.
Oh yeah, that was.
And people
wild.
Are like, "This pig.
We got to take her kids away. Take her fucking." That's probably when she got like fucking incarcerated and enslaved. Mm-hmm. That was cool to be enslaved by your own family.
Somehow about her dirty feet, like her yeah. dirty feet. You know her toes.
You like
good.
Feet? We get it, man.
You ever see
feet,
that
you freak?
Do you ever see that Instagram photo of Miley Cyrus on a couch with her dirty little feet kicked up?
Don't get me started, my friend.
There you go, dude.
You ever see her pissing between cars?
Yeah, dude.
Make a bold statement here. Yeah. Miley Cyrus, best little titties in the business.
Yeah, great little body on that girl, solid, dude. Solid. It was nice
that
to
shot
see
of her in Rolling Stone, where she's slashing yeah. the Rolling Stone photographer.
Amazing.
Dude. She might have the best little titties in the world.
It's fucking great to like just see how she's grown and developed.
Yeah.
You know? Like what a fucking...
We're gonna cut that out.
It's like watching... It's like watching an investment slowly mature over time.
All right. Well, that's the first time I've ever been uncomfortable on this podcast.
What? Why, dude? What the fuck is wrong with that, dude?
Quite a bit.
Are we saying grooming's bad all of a sudden, dude? You fucking get like a normal doofy looking little Miley Cyrus. All
right. My brain's in two ways. I got two things in my head. One, when Miley Cyrus when she came back as a whore and she did that Jordan song with my J's on, where she's like looking all slutty with Jordans. And then the second thing, all this grooming shit, Millie Bobby Brown is looking tight.
She's a fully grown woman. She's able to make her own choice. And now 20s. That she's married.
Yeah, but we met her when she was 11 years old, which is sick. I constantly
you were thinking about it, though. You were fucking stored in the back of your mind, Figs.
She was like a
sicko.
Kid. Yeah, exactly. And I was like, oh my God, like, look at this charming kid. I love the show. And now.
Now you're having
she's
feelings.
She's smoking fucking hot. Yeah. She's smoking
your investment
fucking hot.
Paid
the question
off.
Is, are you going to watch Stranger Things season 1 and getting aroused? So maybe.
Not the devil's advocate, this. But that last season of Stranger Things, they really had to strap those puppies down. Yeah. When she's in that deprivation chamber, you can tell that somebody just had to tie her tits down with 2 feet on her back and shoelaces, just trying to bring those things down so that it wasn't a wet t-shirt contest.
Pull up Millie Bobby Brown. Please, Natalie, yeah. I know Natalie wants to see it. Pull it up, Natalie. What?
Is Stranger Things?
No, there's another Stranger Things season I think they still have to do.
If that's what you guys
by the
want.
Way, I have a prediction about Stranger Things. The one kid is definitely going to
come back.
There you go, Figgies.
Well,
look at that.
Well, you know, Natalie, you didn't have to pull up when she was a little child angel. You just want to see her now. Fucking Natalie.
Bring up the Stranger Things kids. I have a prediction.
Wait, I just want to see Millie. You bring all the kids.
Hell yeah, Figgies.
Yeah.
Well, Eddie's coming back, I think, but we'll talk about it.
Okay, so I have a very bold prediction, and you can mark my words on this one. Bring up the Stranger Kids thing. The Stranger Things kids.
There they are.
See, I'm not attracted to her like this. Go ahead.
Not which one is Finn Wolfhard, the second from the right, right?
Yeah. Curly hair kid.
Other one to his right. That one will be trans in the next 10 years.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we know that. Yeah, we know that. Yeah, he's a gay actor, the kid.
But I'm saying he will become a woman. Mm-hmm.
Probably.
They will transition in the next 10 years.
That's what's happening with the kid from The
Kid acting fucks you up, man. Dude, honestly, I've been laughing so hard at that Corey Feldman guitar solo.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
We'll get to that in 1 second. My reason why is the amount of people I've met pre and post. Like when I met them as a dude and then they transitioned, he's got the exact same mannerisms and like.
So he's gay.
The weird. No, it's not a gay thing.
It's a gay thing. It's a little bit of a gay thing.
It's a little gay. It's a little gay. Little touch of the tism.
A little gay.
Yeah, for sure. Not a touch. It's like elevated. It's gay, autistic. I mean, that's like the archetype of a lot of trans people is gay and autistic.
And I feel like there's this weird otherness that I've sensed in a few other people that in my life has transitioned.
Yeah.
That I get that vibe hard from that guy. Mm.
Like they want to succeed in entertainment.
Yes, let's bring up Corey Feldman shredding on the what is it, the Loserville something tour?
Yikes, dude.
No, poor guy. Who was he opening up for?
Limp Bizkit.
Wow.
They know that this is what his opening act is like, too.
Sick, gnarly, sick.
He's not playing.
Super gnarly.
Can I tell you my favorite
like,
part?
Like, I play guitar, and then I was looking at it for a second. I go, is he playing? And I go, no. No.
The funniest thing is he's making the noises with his mouth.
He's going full Peter Frampton.
He's going, wah, 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 wah.
man, I wish we could find out what really happened to this fucking guy.
The drummer's filming it because he can't believe it's happening.
Yeah,
it is so funny.
That's awesome, dude. It's crazy to think he was repeatedly raped by Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, that's what it has to be, right?
Dude, absolutely. That was what, that's 100% what happened. You get raped by Charlie Sheen, you get all fucking goofy.
I wonder if it was someone behind the stage playing, or was it just a track?
I think he's definitely not playing.
No, he's definitely not playing. Because you see, definitely, like, at one point I was like, because it doesn't even sound that good. It's not like some sick shred. And
no,
then,
it sounds horrible.
It sounds horrible, but then when he's playing like further up the fret or whatever, like at the front, you're like, no, he's definitely not. Like the way his hands
at
moving,
one point,
like,
he was playing the whammy bar.
And it wasn't doing anything.
For not what the whammy bar does.
Well, he was, he wasn't doing anything. He
that
was just
sound
like,
was just like him holding that one little note or whatever, just fucking. No.
Nice.
See, you hear the scratching.
Well, someone's playing.
Yes, someone is
you
playing.
Guys don't think that's him? I think that's him playing. It's horrible.
Damn, dude, that rocks.
But he's not.
No, I don't think that's what that sounds like.
That's not what that sounds
you
like.
You don't think so? I don't think he was. I don't think he was strumming. He's just scratching.
Look,
the,
he's not using.
Yeah, like the whammy's not doing anything. See, now it starts, but it wasn't before. If he was like reefing on that whammy bar, like it would be going like. Wow, wow.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it didn't line up. Like it just doesn't sync up.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that it's calibrated.
And then see, it's still going. Like, it was still going. It's
nice. Somebody put up a video of, because he calls it his choreography.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen it.
And it's him doing the same dance to different songs, and he's off in every single. It's never the same twice.
Hey, man. He's,
what?
He must be like, how old is he? 60?
No, he's like 50-something.
What is he on? That's like, the real question.
He must be born. Oh, he's probably born in the 70s.
Yeah.
You know what? I bet it's not drugs.
What is
I think it's
on?
Just pure 53? Mental illness.
Yeah.
It's 53.
Okay. Okay.
Dang, dude.
Young guy.
I think it's pure mental. I have a friend who has a theory about who broke him in.
Yeah.
Because there's a producer on one of the Friday the 13ths that the one he was in, who I think has been accused of some other shit. Because he won't name certain people.
Yeah.
And so I have a friend who has a theory that that's who was like the one that broke him into being a boy toy.
Remember when he had the press conference where he's like,
and he wouldn't announce.
And then, well, no, he's like,
the
and
feed
then
died?
Like, yeah, he's like, they hacked us or whatever, so I can't show it. He's like, he was going to release all these like producers who are pedophiles and stuff.
Nice.
He is opening up for Limp Bizkit, which is
cool. Must be like, this is so funny.
That's
like,
exactly
he's
what
so,
they're
like,
making
fun like
of
he's
him.
Like they're making fun of him because everybody in the like Robert Kelly was there, I think Jay was there, and they're all posting this being like, this is the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen.
Does he
like,
know nobody, that, or is he so
cooked? He doesn't know that.
He's cooked, dude.
See, I've seen great comedic openers. That's a different level of it, but like I've seen bands use purposefully antagonizing openers.
Sure.
And it's been like Neil Hamburger.
Yeah.
I saw open for Tenacious D at the Garden. And people were trying to climb the fucking stage and hit him. Do you guys know Neil Hamburger?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. No.
You never heard Neil Hamburger? Constantly clearing his throat.
He's like,
he's like awesome. A fake Catskills kind of comic. And he comes out with like 7 whiskeys, but he's dropping them all the time.
Oh, I like this. Okay.
And he just does like street jokes.
Yeah.
But he makes them take forever. He's like hacking and wheezing and like just being mean to the crowd. So when I saw him open for Tenacious D, be like, all right, ladies and gentlemen, you waited for it. Thank you for your patience. Put your hands together for 10 more jokes.
That's great.
My friend that I went with, his girlfriend cried.
Oh, my God.
And she goes, I just hate him so much.
Yeah, that's...
The tool took him out on
that
the
road. That is the bit. Like, you're meant to... Corey Feldman's not like, hey, watch how much they hate
me. And then
me.
I know, like...
Feldman's like, I'm just waiting for my big break.
I know Nirvana took Bobcat out on the road after Bobcat was kind of like...
Police Academy, kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
After he was... After his heyday.
But he was still doing the
voice. He was, like, doing the bit still.
Yeah.
And they said Kurt would just stand on the side of the stage, and because they were playing arenas.
Yeah.
And people would just boo the shit out of Bobcat.
Yeah, that's funny.
And he was, dude, there's a fucking, I've said it on the show before, it's one of my favorite comedy stories. It was the week Jordan was retiring. Have you heard this?
No.
And they're playing in Chicago in an arena. And it's all people holding up, like, we love you, Michael. whatever, was he 24?
23.
23.
Holding the most real ass podcast thing I've ever heard.
Sorry, I'm not a sports guy. I apologize. Yeah. Holding up 23 or whatever. And people are like, you know, all night, it's like they're going nuts for Michael Jordan. Bobcat's opening joke. He goes, for $40 million, I'd shoot my own dad in the fucking head. And the people started a riot.
Of course. Yeah. But that's a great joke.
And he had to be taken. They put a sheet over him, and three security guards had to hide him and throw him in a van and take him over state lines.
Really? Like, he had to go out?
Because there were people outside the venue with weapons waiting to kill him. And I fucking love that. And then on New Year's Eve, they dropped him naked from the ceiling instead of the ball. And it was just him dressed as Baby New Year naked. So with a sash and a top hat. And they lowered him from the ceiling instead of a ball.
That's funny.
All right. What else we got here, baby? President of Turkey slaps little boy for not immediately kissing his hand.
Ooh, what a fucking homo.
I'm not kissing no fucking man, dude.
Kiss my hand.
And then you're going to slap me, which is the gayest form of retaliation. Oh, look at this, dude.
Oh, Biden. I thought Biden was bad, dude. This guy.
You thought Biden was
that bad. Was the slap?
that was a little tap. He's the rings, bitch.
Feel like I'm missing it.
Alright, here we go. Give me a little kiss. No.
Come on. That was a fucking tap.
I mean, he's a creep, 100% a creep, but wasn't like, you know.
Of all the things that Erdogan's done bad, I think that's pretty
good. It's not like he has to suck his tongue like the Dalai Lama.
That kid's going to turn into Corey Feldman just for that little fucking smack.
Yeah, dude.
That was nothing. That was not.
Although I think it just also speaks volumes of the trauma we've all processed in our childhood. That we're like, what are you fucking worried about?
The president slapped you a little.
So you got fucking slapped. You got to meet
my father hit me with Hot Wheel tracks.
Yeah, dude. Like, this is fucking, the kid's fine. Shut up.
So we'll close this out soon. Did you guys see the pole vaulter who hit his dick on the...
Ooh, that sucks, dude. See it again.
Because he had a big hog.
Yeah.
Or...
big enough.
This could have been me, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
That's a sizable piece, too.
Ladies, that's a piece, right? Am I right or am I wrong?
I mean, he didn't need that pole.
Look at that. Big Jordan.
See, if he was fucking brave and trans, he wouldn't have been in that situation, dude.
I mean, I'm sure
that's going to be a problem in female pole vaulting in a few years. She hit her dick on the guys.
I'm sure all the other pole vaulters, though, will be like, all right, I guess we got to fucking do something about this.
That's wild, dude. Damn.
He knew it was.
That was preventable, too.
Yeah. We should have tucked it in a little bit more.
I mean, Target sells all that tuck friendly swimwear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, wear a cup like Bret the Hitman Hart. You never saw his dick.
Yeah.
He kept that shit flat. He kept that shit high and tight.
Yeah.
Do you think all those guys got little dicks or they just tuck them? Like Batista, The Rock. Like
Batista supposedly got a hog.
But when you watch him and you look at his little...
Well, they wear like multiple...
They wear under tight. They wear
So everything under tights. Sucked in.
Yeah, a lot of them wear almost like a jock strap kind of deal and then under tights in those.
Gotcha.
Because you don't want slippage.
Yeah, you don't want any slippage.
I can't help but stare.
Yeah,
and dude, a lot of these guys don't got meat. Finn Balor's got a meat on him.
Dude, there was Will Ospreay at AEW came out for a fight, and he had gray sweatpants on, and somebody just posted it. And we're like, light switch, kings unite. It was not good.
Poor guy.
Also, like, yeah, you're stuck in the fucking singlet. Like, I'm sure it's not the best unless you've got like a real piece on you.
Yeah.
It could get bunched up.
Of course.
I'm trying to think who they say Virgil could suck his own dick.
Nice.
And he used to like spin it around in the shower.
Cool. That's where the spin-a-rooney comes from.
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple, I'm trying to think, because there was a whole thing online during shoot interviews where they'll interview wrestlers out of character and people can call in and ask questions. There was a running gag where people would start a question like it was earnest and then change it into how big is Batista's dick? And no one ever answered it except the Iron Sheik, who just goes 10-inch.
Nice. Damn.
Shannon, look up wrestlers with the biggest dicks.
Ric
Flair?
Ric Flair supposedly got a hog on him.
He's got a piece on him.
And it's got a good bend on it.
Nice.
But I mean, he used to, whatchamacallit, he used to just put the robe on planes.
Yeah, the plane ride from hell.
And walk up and down the aisle and flash people.
Yeah.
Or they said he would tie balloons to it and get off the elevator.
That's funny.
See if we got any good wrestler meat.
So I have one article that has the top three wrestlers with the biggest penises.
Let's see it.
One of them is Too Cold Scorpio.
Oh, yep. Mm. Flash Funk from the 90s.
It says a genitalactic freak of nature was his penis, they say. Lord Alfred Hayes.
Okay, that was an announcer.
Oh, it does R&B.
Damn, you know you got a big piece if you're as an announcer, they know.
And he's through the seat.
Yeah, he's like, what the fuck?
And then the last one is Raven.
Okay.
Raven.
And stereotype breaker.
And it said that it was a size that Stone Cold found intimidating.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
What? Stone Cold? Stone Cold? How random like is that? That shit was made.
Stone Cold wishes he never commented on that. He goes, ah, is the thing that people know me for?
He says, what? That's the bottom line.
And that's the bottom line.
All right, guys, let's wrap this one up. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Real Ass Podcast. I want to thank my wonderful co-host, Mike Figgs, Danny Polishchuk, Joe Gorman. Thank you guys for tuning in. We will catch you on Wednesday here on the Real Ass Podcast.
Yay.
That's all, folks.